Welcome to the first episode in a new series called Labor Matters. I'm Michelle Russell, attorney at law with a passion for employment law and labor matters and a self-described budding social activist. Now, this is a collaboration with Nation News where we will air occasionally to discuss what may be employment issues that are trending at the time or require clarification. Now, I also am a weekly columnist with the Nation newspaper where I write particularly on employment law matters, so that from time to time, the podcast will be used to discuss any issues that may have been raised in one of my articles that I wish to clarify or elaborate on. And once in a while, we will take questions from the public, which I will try to use the podcast to provide some answers. So today, we are going to be looking at vaccines and employees. Now, I'm going to be approaching this from three aspects. The first one will be vaccine incentives. The second aspect will be whether vaccines are necessary to create a safe work environment. And the final one will be whether you can fairly dismiss an employee for refusing vaccination. So I'll just repeat that again. We're looking at the issue of vaccine incentives, whether vaccination is necessary to create a safe work environment, and whether an employer can safely dismiss an employee for refusing the vaccination. Now, I'll be spending the greater part of this podcast on the latter two topics, but let us dive right in to vaccine incentives. Now, worldwide, there have been several campaigns trying to incentivize persons to take the vaccine. One such is Joint for Jabs, which Washington State released recently, where cannabis is legal so that they are enticing people to take the vaccine by saying you'll get a free joint if you take the jab. In Antigua and Barbuda, we had Prime Minister Gaston Brown creating a raffle for a piece of land about 8,000 square feet, where he said persons who took the vaccine would be entered for a chance to win this piece of land. And just last week, he also incentivized illegal immigrants by saying the immigrants who take the vaccine will have an automatic 4-month extension on their stay in Antigua. And then just this morning, I read an article in the Nation newspaper saying cows for vaccine. So in Thailand, they're giving away live cows weekly to persons who get vaccinated. So vaccine incentives are nothing new. So last week, there was a lot of talk about Coral Reef Hotel offering a raffle worth $500 to any of their employees who went forward to get the vaccination. Now, a lot of the questions surrounding this incentive was whether, number one, the employer had the right to even know how many of the employees were vaccinated. In other words, can an employer ask an employee his vaccination status? And number two, whether or not the raffle itself was legally correct. Can you have this kind of incentive program for your employees? And if so, is this a legal wrong? So let me just deal with those two quickly. The first issue is one that has been raised, I think, over the last month or two, which is whether or not the employer can inquire of the employee's vaccination status. And I have written about this in at least two articles before, where I said, based on Section 6 of the Employment Prevention of Discrimination Act 2020, and for short, I'm just going to call it the Discrimination Act, that Section 6 says an employer is prohibited from asking questions of an employee's medical condition or medical tests. Now, the Act itself defines what a medical condition is. A vaccine is not a medical condition. A vaccine is also not a medical test. A vaccine is a treatment. Therefore, the prohibition, which is found in Section 6, does not apply to vaccination. And for that reason, employers can definitely ask employees their vaccination status. There is no legal wrong committed if they do ask this question. Whether or not the employee must answer would perhaps raise a different set of questions and issues. But for now, we're going to assume that most would comply and say yes or no. But yes, the employer does have the right to ask. The second issue is whether there is any legal wrong with Coral Reef or any other employer offering incentives for their employees to obtain the vaccine. And there is currently no statute or labor law that prevents an employer from using incentives to get employees to take the vaccine. So what Coral Reef is doing is not wrong. However, my caution is this. For employers who wish to use this kind of incentive program to encourage vaccine uptake, they must be willing to observe what would be their moral and legal duties. Because sometimes employees are short-sighted and all they see is $500, and we experience in hard times, $500 can go a long way. It is the employer's duty to still remind the employee to first speak with a physician to ensure it is safe for that employee to take the vaccine. The next one is also, if nothing else is common, there are very common side effects following the vaccination, which is extreme fatigue and flu-like symptoms. An employer who is using an incentive program to encourage employees to take the vaccine must allow for paid sick days in the event that an employee suffers these side effects, because it would be unjust for the employer to be the one who encouraged the employee to take the vaccine and then dock the employee's pay because he was sick for a few days from the very vaccination. And the final thing I would say is employers should also continue to educate their employees, or at least direct them to resources where they can find out information on the vaccine. So in using these incentive programs, you still have that moral and legal duty to ensure that you don't cause the employee to put himself in harm's way. If not, you might find yourself the subject matter of a lawsuit. So very quickly, there is nothing illegal about an employer offering incentives to get their employees to take up the vaccine, and an employer can inquire of the vaccination status of his employees. So let's move into the deeper one, which is whether vaccines are necessary to create a safe working environment. And I really wanted to touch on this because to date, I have seen two attorneys use the argument that employers who encourage vaccination are simply fulfilling their duties under the Shaw Act. Now, what is the Shaw Act? The Shaw Act is the Safety and Health at Work Act. And under this act, employers have a legal duty to provide a safe place of work. So the argument that has been used by these other attorneys is that an employer cannot meet its legal duty to provide a safe environment unless it gets its employees vaccinated or a large proportion of their employees vaccination. Now, there was a particular attorney who called into a radio program last week who has created a stir based on two comments he has made. The first is he has relied on the argument to say an employer needs to insist on vaccination to create a safe working environment to comply with the Shaw Act. And if an employee refuses the vaccination, then the employer has the right to dismiss him. And we're going to get to the dismissal aspect. But his argument can only stand if the first one stands. So if the vaccination is the only method of creating a safe working environment, then his argument might have merit. So the question is it the only way? And I say no. It is not the only way to create a safe working environment. And what I have found is that since the vaccines have become available in Barbados, a lot of employers have had tunnel vision and short memories. Yes, I said that. Because in 2020, because remember we've been in this pandemic for well over a year, I still remember the first case occurred in Barbados on the 17th of March. And how do I know this? My sister's birthday is the day before. So I remember that the day after her birthday, we had our first case. So now we're in June 2021, which is well over a year of dealing with this pandemic. And in 2020, we had no vaccines available. At best, I think there were about 5 that were made available, and we saw the Prime Minister take one shot, and I can't remember the CMO might have taken a shot. But for the most part, there was no vaccine in 2020. Yet, our numbers were very low. In fact, there was no community spread in 2020, despite the absence of a vaccine. Any positive numbers we saw of COVID were among the tourists, and there was no public record of any COVID transmission from a worker to a visitor. So how were we able to keep our numbers low without a vaccine? How were we able to prevent community transmission without a vaccine if vaccine is the only way to keep us safe? Because it is not true. It is a falsehood to perpetuate that vaccines are the only way to keep ourselves safe. Rather, the tried and tested safety protocols of mask wearing, hand sanitization, and social distancing, that is what had kept us throughout 2020, so that most workplaces in 2020 can tell you they never saw even one positive COVID case. Not even one. And yet there were no vaccines. Let's fast forward. Here we are in 2021, and for the last month and some, the Ministry of Health has only been given second jabs of the vaccine, which means no one new is getting the vaccine. So that right now, based on the numbers, I think it's 60 something thousand that have had both shots and 80 something thousand that have had one shot. So we have only a quarter of the population that has been vaccinated. Yet in the last few weeks, despite the fact that the country reopened for about 2 months now, in the last few weeks, our numbers have been trending down. We have been in single digits and we've had several days of zero cases. So how is it possible that the majority of our population remains unvaccinated, but yet we can be showing zero positive cases and single digit numbers? It is possible because the safety protocols work. Mask wearing, social distancing, and hand sanitization. These have worked for over a year now, and these are tools that are still available to employers. So it is a falsehood to claim that they cannot keep their workplace safe or they cannot meet their legal duty under the SHAW Act to provide a safe environment unless all their employees are vaccinated. That's a falsehood. The same way we kept safe in 2020, the same way we're keeping safe now, are the same tools available to them. And on top of it, even though the CDC has said that vaccinated persons no longer need to wear masks and no longer need to social distance, our Ministry of Health has been very clear that those rules don't apply here. In fact, PAHO and WHO have very publicly disagreed with the CDC recommendations and still recommend that vaccinated persons wear the mask, social distance, and hand sanitize. So if this is the main way we are using to reduce and prevent transmission, there's no difference between your vaccinated and unvaccinated employees. Because whether they're vaccinated or not, them have to wear their mask. Them have to social distance. Them have to wash them hand or sanitize them hand and sanitize them workstation. Nothing has changed. So employers are perpetuating a falsehood if they are claiming that full vaccination is necessary to provide a safe working environment. The statistics show otherwise. The evidence shows otherwise. In fact, and I have to give the leader of the opposition credit for this. I saw in an article in Friday's Nation newspaper, get your copy right, in Friday's Nation newspaper, where the leader of the opposition was giving caution to this administration that we don't want to end up like Seychelles. Now, to be clear, Seychelles is an Asian country I never heard of before that article. I just figured it rhymes with my name. So I decided I was going to look into this thing. Now, Seychelles has the most people vaccinated of any other country in the world, followed by Israel. So no other country has more vaccinated persons than Seychelles. In fact, 68% of its population have had both doses of the vaccine. But yet, in the last 2 months, their COVID numbers have been on the rise. In April, they were having about 50 cases a day. By mid-May, it was 400 cases a day, despite a large part of the population being vaccinated. The numbers have started trending down, but are nowhere close to what it was in April. And a lot of the experts are saying they believe the increase was because people stopped wearing the masks, stopped social distancing and observing the protocols. What is this telling us? That the tried and true safety protocols are what work. Not only vaccination. And even if an employer had the majority of his employees vaccinated, that is no guarantee that employees wouldn't catch COVID. Because the science behind the vaccination essentially says it doesn't stop you from catching COVID. It reduces the incidence of you catching it. And you're not supposed to get severe disease. So unvaccinated employees present no danger whatsoever to the vaccinated ones. In fact, it's the other way around. So that if employers are concerned that the unvaccinated ones are creating a risk, they can get them to sign a waiver of liability form. So the form could say something like, I, Michelle, understand that the vaccination is the best way of reducing the likelihood of contracting COVID or having severe disease. I have voluntarily chosen not to take the vaccine, and I hereby promise to hold my employer harmless or not liable in the event that I do catch COVID in the workplace. And you get him to sign that waiver of liability. So if that is what is your concern about the unvaccinated employee, sure, you can get them to sign that waiver. What he cannot do is to suggest that there is no way to keep your workforce safe unless they're vaccinated, because you're still supposed to wear your mask. It's still in the emergency directive. It is still law. You have to wear your mask in public places, sanitize, social distance. So now that I have poked holes and shown that the argument about vaccination being necessary to comply with duties under the Shaw Act to keep people safe, I go on to the last one. Whether you can dismiss an employee for refusing to be vaccinated. Now let's start at the beginning. Vaccination is not mandatory. To date, Parliament has not passed any law making it mandatory for any person to take the vaccine. Not in any industry, not anything at all. We still have a choice. So that if there is no law mandating that we all take the vaccine, and since there are other ways of keeping your employees safe, which is mask wearing, yes, I'm saying it again, mask wearing, social distancing, and hand sanitizing, then there is no misconduct when an employee refuses to take the vaccine. Where is the detriment? The employee hasn't broken the law, and the employee has not endangered others. Where is the detriment? And if there's no detriment, there's really no basis for dismissal. But more importantly, let us look at the ERA, which is the Employment Rights Act. I will be calling the ERA. That's the short version of it. Now, the ERA created a regime called unfair dismissal. And I'm going to try my best to explain it in the shortest possible terms. But the law of unfair dismissal, the undercurrent of it is that dismissal must be a last resort. You must try every other option before you dismiss an employee. On top of that, sections 29 and the fourth schedule of the ERA are what very clearly dictate the confines of this whole law of unfair dismissal. And it essentially says in section 29 that you can only dismiss an employee for one of five reasons: misconduct, incapability, illegality, redundancy, or some other substantial reason justifying the dismissal of an employee holding the position that he holds. Yes, I'm not reading it. It's a long thing, but it's five things: misconduct, incapability, illegality, redundancy, and some other substantial reason. Now, if you can't find a reason that falls within one of these five, you cannot fairly dismiss the employee. If you do, you are liable for unfair dismissal, and the employee can claim compensation for unfair dismissal, reinstatement, or re-engagement. So, is refusing the vaccine something that falls in any of these five categories? Let's start with the first one. Is it misconduct? How can it be misconduct when there was no legal duty or legal requirement to take the vaccine? How can it be misconduct when the employee poses no threat whatsoever to other employees or visitors or customers because the safety can be guaranteed by adherence to the safety protocols of mask wearing, social distancing, and hand sanitizing? There is no misconduct. It cannot be said to be insubordination by refusing, because the employer would have no right in the first place to insist that the employee do it, because it's not law. It is not law. Therefore, refusal can't be insubordination or any form of misconduct. Definitely not incapability, because incapability deals with the skills, the aptitude, and the health of the employee. It wouldn't fall under the head of illegality, because as I've said, Parliament has not made taking the vaccine mandatory. It has nothing to do with redundancy. And the last one is some other substantial reason. Now, technically, it could be subsumed under this head. But to make the argument, you have to go back to the Shaw Act by saying they pose a health risk to your other employees or pose a danger. And for that reason, you have to get rid of them. But I've already shown being unvaccinated doesn't pose a danger once the safety protocols, which have been tried and true and kept us safe to date, once those are adhered to consistently, there is no danger. So if you try to dismiss the employee for refusing the vaccine, it doesn't fall into any of the five allowable heads and it will automatically be unfair dismissal. But more importantly, Section 30, Subsection 1C, Roman numeral 9 of the ERA says, it is automatically unfair to dismiss an employee for refusing to carry out an unlawful instruction. So if you give your employee an unlawful instruction and he refuses to carry it out and you dismiss him, you are guilty of unfair dismissal and automatically, it's automatically unfair. And like I said, right now there's no legal requirement to take the vaccine. So if you are trying to insist or mandate that your employee take it, it's an unlawful instruction. They have the right to refuse it. And if you dismiss them for refusing it, it's automatically unfair. But catch the kicker. Not only will they be entitled to compensation for unfair dismissal, but they will also automatically be entitled to an amount equaling up to 52 weeks' wages. Anytime a dismissal happens under Section 30, Subsection 1C, an additional payment of up to 52 weeks' salary is awarded to the employee. So employers who would like to follow what I would say, and I'm saying this publicly, bad advice that was given on the radio last week about the right to dismiss an employee who refuses a vaccination, make sure you put some money down. Make sure you have some sort of insurance so that when you start dismissing these employees for refusing the vaccine, you can pay them the 52 weeks wages plus compensation for unfair dismissal. Also understanding that the employee could ask for re-engagement or reinstatement. And I am more than happy to volunteer my services if I were to ever hear of a situation where this thing happened to an employee. So to sum up, you don't need vaccination to provide a safe place of work, because over the last year, we have proven that the safety protocols of mask wearing, social distancing, and sanitization have kept our numbers down, have reduced transmission, and in some cases prevented it. Despite the fact that most of the population has still not been vaccinated, our numbers are in single digits and are at zeros. Ministry of Health has also issued a number of guidelines on how to keep workplaces safe. There's one called Employment Guidelines dated June 12, 2020, and it has several suggestions on ways to reduce the transmission. And you can find this on the GIS website. The point is, there are other ways to keep your employees safe. And since the vaccination or lack thereof does not pose a risk to other employees, does not pose a risk to the business, and does not pose a risk to the customers, then you have no basis for dismissing them. Any dismissal will be unfair. Now, let me give an exception. If you have an employee who refuses to adhere to the protocols, them now wear them mask below them nose, below them chin, them can't breathe, it is a conspiracy, COVID is not real, and we could go down the road with it. So they're not wearing a mask, they're not social distancing, and sanitizer stripping them hands, so they're not doing it. That is a completely different story, because now you have an employee who's posing a risk to your workplace, is posing a risk to the safety of other employees and possible customers. In a case like that, that employee can be disciplined, but you don't rush to dismissal, because the ERA is clear, dismissal must be a last resort except where there's gross misconduct. And gross misconduct is actually a pretty high standard and not easy to prove. So at the very least, you give him a couple of chances, but you discipline him, you give him a warning, you might need to suspend him for a time. And if he continues, or she, let me not be biased here, if the employee continues to refuse to follow the safety protocols, then that might be a good case for dismissal. And this applies to vaccinated workers, because like I've said before, if you're vaccinated, our law in Barbados still requires the vaccinated employees or any person to wear masks, social distance, and sanitize. So if you have a vaccinated worker who is not adhering to the safety protocols, you can discipline them fairly under the ERA. And as a last resort, if nothing works, you would perhaps be right in dismissing them. So in summary, vaccine incentives are not illegal. An employer can ask the vaccination status of an employee because it's not prohibited under Section 6. And you don't need vaccination to create a safe working environment. Dismissing an employee for refusing to be vaccinated will breach the ERA because it is not misconduct, because there's no law mandating vaccines. And number two, the employee doesn't pose a threat to other workers once he's adhering to the safety protocols. Let me touch on one last thing. The Employment Prevention of Discrimination Act 2020. The Discrimination Act actually says that if you discriminate against an employee based on race, color, creed, religion, disability, or a medical condition, then you would be liable under the act. We must recognize that there are a certain set of people who, for religious reasons, will not take the vaccine. There are a certain set of people who, due to health reasons, will not take the vaccine. So that if an employer dismisses an employee who refuses the vaccine based on reasons related to culture, creed, race, disability, or medical condition, they would also be liable under the Discrimination Act as well as under the ERA. So it's like I said before, employers who want to be heavy-handed and go ahead and dismiss and follow the bad advice given on the radio last week, put down some money, because you're going to be paying compensation to these employees, or you're going to have to be reinstating them, or both. Finally, I would like to make it clear that I am not an anti-vaxxer. It might sound that way from this podcast, but it is not true. I'm not anti-vax. I'm pro-choice. I believe that once we are dealing with someone's body, they have the right to choose. I think if you want to take the vaccine, by all means, take it. I think if you're one who wants to wait a little and see, okay, well, wait. And I think if you decide you never will, well, then don't. Because it's your body, your choice. So I am pro-choice. The other thing is, we have to remember that right now, like I said before, they're only giving second jabs of the vaccine. So it would be unconscionable to penalize an employee for not getting a vaccine that's not even available. Give them some time. Wait till we have enough on our next set that they're giving the first dose of. So I am not anti-vax. I am pro-choice. And finally, employers should remember that when you try to force somebody to do something, they become reticent. All of a sudden, they dig their heels in. But when you allow people the freedom to choose, more often than not, they eventually come around to the right decision and the right decision for them. So that's it for today. Be safe, everyone, and adhere to good labor practices. And that's the end of our first episode in Labor Matters.